It's Saturday, and welcome to Tilcast Shorts, a new show that knows some people still like New World. I'm Nas.
I'm Jason.
I'm Rusty.
And levitating. And, yeah. Jason, what's going on new with the New World?
Well, according to an article recently on PC Games In or PC Games News, there was a recent post by Alistair McFarlane, the COO of Facepunch Studios, the company that developed Rust, tweeting an offer of $25 million to Amazon Games to purchase the rights to the New World MMO, which is, will be permanently taken offline on January 31st of next year.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought it was a while.
2027. It's the game's already delisted from all the storefronts. No new sales are happening. But the, but either way, basically he's, expressed the desire to save the game from disappearing entirely. Basically saying that games should be preserved, and his goal would be to empower the community by, making, New World's servers publicly hostable. So that the community can maintain the game, for however long the community wants, which is an extremely rare thing. It's happened with a few games that I know of, names I can't recall completely off the top of my head at the moment. But it's happened with a few games in the past, and I think it's something that doesn't happen often enough. Goes a long way towards game preservation, but also just not completely fucking the people who bought your product who still regularly play it.
So I am, I'm okay with a couple of these, a couple points here. For instance, the people who play New World and, you know, had been playing New World, they seem to enjoy it. And having been an MMO nerd for a while, seeing your MMO go offline is always really depressing because you put a lot of time and
it's like a racing. It's a racing your time.
Yeah, and that's and that always sucks for for those people who are were dedicated to to that game, right? The idea of making the servers publicly hostable, I can get behind that, especially if there's if a company wants to basically set it up so that it can continue and do it that way. I'm not big on like the pirate servers or like the rogue servers out there, just to keep games alive, like Star Wars Galaxies, for instance, is one that pops up into my head. That game died; they killed all the servers. But to keep that game alive, a group of people got together and and basically are hosting hosting servers that were not affiliated with with the game studio at all. If they want to make this official and basically make it officially hostable, I'm totally for that. It doesn't necessarily have to be on a company server. If a group of people want to get together and, and have a server cluster for that, great. Or they could just have one server cluster and just do scalable rollout should the game ever take off again. I don't think it's gonna, but whatever, the idea is that it's a possibility. Or even just like, you know, take a version of that server and make it playable in smaller groups, right? So you have like local hosting for games. That would be perfectly fine. Or, you know, there's a number of different ways that they could go about it. But man,
this is just, again, it's something that hasn't happened often enough. I know it's, and I just was looking at just remind myself, it's something I only know of, really happened with Duelist and Myst Online, where the developers basically said, look, the servers are going offline here. You guys can host your own shards, and basically made the tools public to do so. And I think that's the best way to handle it. I don't expect companies to support some of these online games forever and forever and forever. Because hosting takes money, you know, and in some cases, it's not cheap to host these games, in an ongoing fashion like that, you know,
right.
hard drive space, RAM, et cetera, bandwidth, it all costs. So I 100% get it. And I hope this happens for these guys. You know, I'm not going to say I'm ever going to play New World, but
I think
it's a good trend for the industry that in the last few years we've seen a little bit more of this. The Stop Killing Games movement has kind of slowly grown. And hopefully we see more developers kind of picking up on this type of action.
Totally. So if this was a thing that, you know, back in the day with Star Wars Galaxies, this one really hits me, for me is Star Wars Galaxies was my fucking game. Like, I want that game. I wanted that game hard. Specifically before the combat update, when everything was just as, janky and broken as it could be. Because that game was such a sandbox, you could do whatever you wanted with it. You know, it may not have had a direction, but man, did it have soul. And if they had given players
an option, would you like me to tell you that game is 100% now supported by a community project?
I understand that, and I already said there's a community project out there, but it was never really officially supported. They created something that was pre-combat upgrade. I get that's out there. I wanted something that was official. I wanted something that, that was still supported by the developers, or whichever developer wanted to pick it up and hold on to it. Like, even if it's little tiny bits of updates over time, or even just security updates, that's way better than just like, having it be, on the pirate seas, if you get my meaning. So, I like to see, continued involvement with developers, because developers put in a lot of love and a lot of work, for these things too. And game companies do not equal developers, right?
No, they do.
There are some passionate ass developers out there that really love their games, but the game companies will be like, you know what? It's not making money. We're going to have to move away from it. Yada, yada, yada. Right. It doesn't have to, I don't necessarily want all games that are quote unquote to die to end up having to be the burden of a community, but I also don't want those games to completely go the way of the dodo, right? So there's, I know there's a middle ground somewhere, and that's kind of the uphill battle that that games never dying, or the, you know, whatever the, you know, the move, my brain is all over the place right now, but you know what I'm saying? That's the fight, right? So if this could happen for New World, what would be another game that is, you know, that you would have wanted to see this happen, you know, for? I mean, you know, mine, Star Wars Galaxies, right? What, you know, is there another game out there that died that you wish you could continue playing?
I don't know.
You know, that can be to you guys, you two, or, you know, to anybody in the comments. I mean, give me a game that you want to continue. Jason, Justin, what do you think? Can you think of one?
I can't off the top of my head because I move on from games too often.
Well, I mean, I can understand you. That is a thing.
Yeah, I move on. I think it'll be sad when Vampire Survivor stops getting support.
There's not really much I can think of off the top of my head other than remember online freaking death matches and stuff for Star Wars Jedi Knight 2.
I can not say that I've actually played the online for that. There is one online, you know, thing that, you know, that
it kind of caught me off guard. It was almost like playing Quake Online, but with lightsabers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So on, you know, like weird multiplayer things that I thought were odd. The Mass Effect multiplayer.
Oh yeah.
See, it was predatory because it did have like the loot box thing going on for it, which, I mean, that could go away and just be merit based, you know, progression over time, and that would have made that way better. But
Mass Effect 3's multiplayer was really good.
Mass Effect 3's multiplayer was probably one of the surprise things to me. Like, I never asked for it, but it worked. Because, man, I love being a Krogan in that, you know, it just fit. I had a lot of fun with it. So, I mean, I was kind of sad when they stopped supporting that. But then again, I'm also very addictive with loot boxes, and I know about that. But anyway, you know, that's just some of ours. What's yours? Leave us your game you wish didn't die, or would be picked up and, you know, at least held alive by a developer so that you could, you know, you could have an official way to host your own game. Leave us some comments.
Absolutely, guys. And find us at tiltcast.com. Find us on Facebook and twitter.com/tiltcast, or I guess it's x.com actually.
Yeah.
I still can't break that habit. Of course, join us here again on Tuesday, youtube.com/tiltcastshorts with a Z, for both these new shorts and our full length podcast, which we'll be doing Game of the Year here soon. And we'll see you on Tuesday for more news.
All right. Peace.
All right, guys.